Biofuel students, welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Someday you could go to college and earn a degree in biofuel production. It's an academic major being developed at the UT Institute of Agriculture. Chuck Denny has more.
It's the old college try with a new twist. These brainy types are UT Biosystems Engineering students. Here they're measuring the density of switchgrass, a crop that could someday supply some of our fuel and energy.
Once we compress the switchgrass, it has a rebound effect. It rebounded about 3.5 inches from its initial compression.
If the students can figure out a way to mash the grass down, it takes up less space when transported, making biofuel production more affordable. These students will graduate with engineering degrees, but soon UT could offer a major in what they're doing here, working with biofuels. Erin Byers is proud of her soon-to-be alma mater for thinking this way. She could very well work in this field and believes there are lots of potential jobs in this area.
You could do a lot after doing a project like this. You could work with the Tennessee Biofuels Initiative. You could work with government or in research institutions. You could work on the commercial end in a plant.
This program is called BioSucceed. It's grant-funded and also includes classes at universities in North Carolina. Dr. Calla Beal is dean of UT's College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources.
And our graduates are about providing solutions to real-world problems. And the lack of energy or energy resources is a real-world problem. And the University of Tennessee takes the lead in providing students that are ready to assume professional careers and provide those solutions.
If a number of Tennessee farmers will soon be growing crops for biofuels, it just makes sense that we'll need experts in how to make the stuff. This is Chuck Denny reporting.
Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.